Romans chapter 5. Having been justified, therefore, by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exult in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we also exult in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces patience, and patience proven character, and proven character hope. Now hope does not cause shame, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by Holy Spirit, which has been given to us. For while we were still weak, Christ at the due time died for the ungodly. For scarcely will anyone die for a righteous person, yet for a good person someone might perhaps even dare to die. But God commends his own love to us, because while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So having been all the more justified now by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath by him. For if when we were hostile, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved by his life? And not only so, but we also exult in God through our Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. This is why, just as sin came into the world through one man, and through sin, death, so also death passed on to all men, seeing that all have sinned. For even before the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not indicted when there is no law. But death reigned from Adam to Moses, including over those who had not sinned in a similar way to the transgression of Adam, who is a depiction of the one to come. But the act of grace is not as the transgression is. For if in the transgression of one person many have died, how much more has the grace of God and the gift in grace which is from one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many? And the gift is not just subsequent to one person having sinned. For the judgment on one person led to condemnation, but the act of grace ensuing from many transgressions led to justification. For if death started reigning by the transgression of one man through the one, how much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness reign in life through one man, Jesus Christ? So then, as by one transgression sentence came on all men, leading to condemnation, so also by one righteous act the gift came to all men, leading to justification, which is life. For as through the disobedience of one man many were established as sinners, so also through the obedience of one many will be established as righteous. Then the law came along, so that transgression should abound. But where sin abounded, grace superabounded, so that as sin reigned by death, so also grace might reign through righteousness, leading to age-abiding life through Jesus Christ our Lord.